All right, let's jump in. My name is Patrick Heyman. I have a PhD in nursing. I am also a nurse practitioner. I've got my degrees from University of Florida. I've been teaching for about 5 years. I can't remember how many times I've taught this course, but this will be the last time it will be taught in this manner because we're going to be doing the podcasting. So in the future, what students will do is they will download what we're doing in class. They'll listen to it ahead of time, and then we'll just do learning exercises during class. Won't that be fun? So, I know, it's very sad. Now, because we're going over the summer, we have a little bit more flexibility. So if you'd like to stay a little bit longer and do some of those learning exercises, we can. They won't be mandatory. They'll be completely optional. The other thing is I also teach the health assessment course, so sometimes we will steal a little bit of health assessment's time to do pathophysiology, pharmacology, because there's just more content than there is in health assessment. If you're not here, you'll get the podcast. All right, so some basic stuff. Pathophysiology is the study of disease. Pathology is the study of disease. Pathophysiology comes from the disease for patho and physiology for functioning of the body. It's how the body functions during disease. The next thing we have is two concepts, normal and disease. Now, one of the problems with the word normal is that there's a lot of variations of normal. You look at someone, you're like, whoa, they're not normal. Well, yes, they are. Yeah. What we're going to mean by disease is we're going to mean when the body does not function the way it is supposed to. Now, a lot of times, as you get, you know, this is normal, and then as you begin to get a little bit farther away from that perfect normal, you're still normal until a point comes where all of a sudden we decide you have a disease. A lot of times that point is subjective. So there will be times where a person clearly has a disease. There will be times where the person is kind of borderline and you're like, well, I'm not really sure. So there is a little bit of difference there. Now, one last concept that's not on the slide that we're going to be introducing new this time around is nursing diagnosis. So has anyone here ever had a nursing class where you talked about nursing diagnosis? Okay. Is this one of those dumb question moments? No. So, nursing diagnosis is a way of describing people's responses to disease. It's not in the medical model, it is in the nursing model. And one of the things we're going to be doing is relating some of these physiological processes to nursing diagnosis. So hopefully that will make it a little bit easier when you transition into fundamentals in medical surgical nursing, because you'll already have had that introduction. All right, as far as pathophysiology goes, there's three major elements that we want to talk about. First one is etiology. The word means the source or the cause. So when we talk about etiology of disease, we talk about what causes the disease. So one of our favorite diseases in TV is the flesh-eating bacteria. What's the etiology of flesh-eating bacteria? Bacteria? Okay, and which one?
Is it
micro or Streptococcus?
Streptococcus
pyogenes. Alright, so Streptococcus pyogenes is the etiology of the flesh-eating bacteria disease. Better known as, come on, this is your time to look cool. Necrotizing fasciitis. Now, if a person has a genetic disease, say they're born with Down syndrome, what's the etiology of that disease? Okay, so it's an extra 21st chromosome, or called trisomy. So the etiology is the source or the cause of a disease. The next concept we want to look at is pathogenesis. So the word patho meaning disease and genesis meaning start. So how does the disease start? Now, what we mean by this is what are the changes that happen in the body leading up to the actual disease? So between the time a flesh-eating bacteria lands on your skin and you actually have the disease, there are some changes that happen. What are those changes? And then the last one is manifestations. The word manifest means to express. So it's the clinical expression of the disease. And in the smaller words, what would we use to describe manifestations? Signs and symptoms. Now, what's the difference between a sign and a symptom? Okay. So a sign is objective, a symptom is subjective, which means a symptom is what the patient tells you, a sign is what you see. Now, sometimes just for shortness sake, we'll just lump them all under signs or lump them all under symptoms, but technically there is a difference between them. All right, so some possible etiologies. These are like big umbrella terms. First one is inherited or familial. So you get it because your family had it. Next one is congenital, which means that the person had it at birth. They were born with it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's genetic, but it means they were born that way. Next one is toxic, which comes from poisons. Heavy metal, not the music, but heavy metals like lead, gold, silver, mercury in our wonderful fluorescent lights can all cause these kinds of diseases. Infectious from pathogens, microorganisms. Traumatic, this is when you whack your thumb with a hammer or crash your car or someone steps on your foot. And then degenerative. Degenerative is when you have normal aging processes that go too quickly or inappropriately. Under pathogenesis, really the only thing that there really is what we call natural history. And the natural history of a disease is what would happen if a person does not get treated. So what happens if a person does not get treated for their illness? What does it look like? What happens to them? Now, as far as manifestations go, we have a couple different things. First one is what we call morphology. What does the word morph mean? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers! What do the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers do? They morph. And when they morph, they change what? Shape. So, shape is morphology. What is the shape of the skin, the organ, the structure? So if a person has a broken bone, what is the morphology? What is the shape of that bone? If a person has a cancer, what is the shape or structure of the organ that's different because of that cancer? Next term is subclinical. Subclinical means a person has signs and symptoms, but they don't realize that it's being caused by a disease. So high blood pressure can cause a person to have headaches and not be able to sleep well at night. But the person might just think, well, I'm under a lot of stress. So those are signs and symptoms of their hypertension, but they don't connect it to the disease, so we call it subclinical. Under symptoms and signs, we already talked about what they are. What does the word lesion mean? Okay, it means structural change. And it's a very good catch-all word, because anytime something is abnormal with a structure of the body, you can call it a lesion. So lesions on artery walls are plaques. Lesion on the skin could be cancer, moles, could be a dog bite. Any abnormality in structure is called a lesion. So it's a very nice catch-all term. When in doubt, call it a lesion. Sequela. Sequela means what follows or what continues. So a sequela is the continuation of an illness after the illness itself is gone. So for example, in polio, what you'd have is the people who have polio would have neurological damage. And so even after the disease was done, they still had that neurological damage and would sometimes be paralyzed. So that's a sequela of the disease. It's something that is continued on after the disease. That's different than complication, which is a complication is a second disease that happens as a result of the first one. So, for example, you get the flu, and then after the flu's over, or, you know, because of the flu, you get pneumonia. So that would be a complication. Or if you break your leg, and then while you're healing from breaking your leg, you get bed sores because you can't move around enough. That's a complication. So it's a second disease as a result of the first. And then finally, this is what we want to have happen, which is resolution. Resolution is when you get completely better with no sequela and no complications.